It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susan Owensby's cooking.
Bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen, where you never know what you'll be served. I'm Susan Owensby. It's Saturday, the 28th of June, the 179th day of the year in the Gregorian calendar. There are 186 days left until the end of the year. The music you're listening to in the background is the overture to Rossini's wonderfully silly opera, L'Italiana in Algeri, or The Italian Girl in Algiers. Lucky me. I heard it here in Paris with a wonderful cast last week, but it won't leave my ears. I hope you like it, because I'm playing the final scene from Act One at the end of the show. Wait, you ask? What happened to music from Erwan? Or Paul choosing the playout music? Well, both my radio brothers are off this week, so I'm left to my own devices, as they say. And there you have it. Comic opera it is. You'll like it. Promise.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen, and Susan Owensby is cooking.
As noted, both Paul Myers and Erwan Rome are taking a little break from the hot kitchen. But our colleague and my pal, David Brockway, is here to mix the show. Thanks, David. Still to come, the quiz, your answers to the bonus question on the Listener's Corner, and a tasty musical dessert from me. But first, the quiz. On the 24th of May, I asked you a question about our article, EU and UK Reunite in London for Talks on Diplomacy and Defense. That week, talks were held between France's President Emmanuel Macron and the UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer after 5 years of rather tense relations between the two countries following Britain's exit from the EU in 2020. I asked you to send in the answer to this question. Which three issues, aside from defense and security partnerships, were also discussed? Issues which are still quite politically sensitive. The answer is fishing rights, food checks, and youth mobility. In addition to the quiz question, there was the bonus question suggested by Rafik Kondakar. What is your favorite animal and why? You'll hear the answers later in the show, so don't touch that dial. The winners of this week's quiz are RFI Listeners Club member Nasir Muhammad from Katsina State in Nigeria. Nasir is also this week's bonus question winner. His favorite animal? Domestic lizards. Why? Because, as he wrote, they do not hurt humans. Well, I don't know, Nasir. I've heard about making red lizard soup in Nigeria for colds and bronchitis, and I would imagine that would hurt children. Well, okay, at least disgust them if they knew they were eating lizards. At any rate, Nasir, congratulations on your double win. Also on the list of lucky winners this week are Deba Kamal Hazarika, the president of the United RFI Listeners Club in Assam, India, as well as RFI Listeners Club members Sharifa Akhtar Pana from Kishoreganj, Bangladesh, Zenon Tellis, the president of the Christian Marxist-Leninist Maoist Association of Listening DXers in Goa, India, and last but assuredly not least, RFI English listener Rodrigo Hunriche from Ciudad de Concepcion in Chile. Congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. RFI English journalist Allison Hurd wrote a very interesting article for us earlier this week. From Goma to Cape Town, the young Congolese athlete pedaling for peace. She profiles Miguel Masaisai, a young athlete from the Democratic Republic of Congo, the DRC, who's riding his bike across several countries in Africa. Masaisai has a message: peace. His project is called Pedaling for Peace, and his goal is to unite youth across Africa. As Masaisai told RFI, I say to everyone, use your talent to look for peace, not for war or violence. I want you to reread Allison's article and send in the answers to these two questions. At the time of publication, which countries had Masaisai cycled across, and which countries are still ahead of him? Again, reread Allison Hurd's article, From Goma to Cape Town, The Young Congolese Athlete Pedaling for Peace, and send in the answer to these two questions. At the time of Allison's article, which countries had Masaisai already cycled across, and which countries are still on the horizon? You'll find Allison's article on the Sound Kitchen page on our website, rfienglish.com, as well as on the Sound Kitchen and the RFI English Listeners Forum Facebook pages. This week's bonus question was suggested by Liton Hossein Kandakar from Naugaon, Bangladesh, and it is, what is your favorite festival, religious or otherwise? Mine is the U.S. festival, Thanksgiving, which is every year on the fourth Thursday of November. It's not really religious. It's a harvest festival celebrating the miraculous survival of the first Europeans to reside in North America, which later became the U.S. Many of them died. They survived due to the kindness of the native people, often called Indians, now Native Americans, who showed them crops they could plant in the, to them, New World. Those were sweet potatoes, cranberries, celery, corn. They held a feast to celebrate the harvest, and yes, they did thank God for getting them through that very difficult winter. They invited the Native Americans to join them, to thank them as well, and legend has it that it was the Native Americans who brought the turkey, the centerpiece of the Thanksgiving meal. I love Thanksgiving because it's just about being with the people you love and sharing an enormous, yummy meal. What about you? What is your favorite festival and why? Answer in your own words. Do not use AI. Your answer will be disqualified. Remember, we're always happy to hear your ideas for bonus questions, so please send them in. Thanks, Liton, for the suggestion. You have until the 21st of July to get your answers to the quiz and the bonus question in. Be sure to tune in on the 26th of July to hear if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address with your postal code. And don't forget to let me know if you are a Miss, a Ms., a Mrs., or a Mr. I don't want to get it wrong.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. Always include your postal mailing address, and if you have one, your RFI Club membership number.
Susan Owensby, The Sound Kitchen, Radio France International.
And now more from and about you. It's time for the Listener's Corner. The question you answered this week was suggested by Rafik Kondakar, the president of the Source of Knowledge Club in Naugaon, Bangladesh. His question was, what is your favorite animal and why? lots of dog lovers out there, starting with John Yemi Sande Touré, who wrote that thinking about that reminded him of a book he read in primary school. It was about a dog that, he writes, went to the butcher to collect a bone. Then he went down to the river to eat it, and when he saw his reflection in the water, he thought it was another dog with a bone. He wanted that bone, too. But when he opened his mouth to take the bone from what he thought was another dog, his bone fell into the water, and then he had none. The moral? Don't be greedy. Jayanta Chakrabarty is also for the dog because, as he wrote, not because they're man's best friend, but because of other amazing attributes. I've observed that dogs, whether homeless or as house pets, possess exceptional intelligence and a remarkable sense of smell and memory. Human beings tend to forget things over the years, but dogs have the impressive quality of remembering the past. A little love and care given to a dog is enough to keep him devoted and faithful for ages. Father Stephen Wara is with you both. He wrote, "Mine is the dog, particularly the German Shepherd or Alsatian, for its watch and guard capability and also its high intelligence." And who else? Rodrigo Henrique. He wrote, "Man's best friend. There's a good symbiosis between humans and dogs. They are faithful pets, they are teachable, and they are trustworthy." They're teachable unless you have a fox terrier like I do. Man, my dog is stubborn. But of course, I adore her anyway. And the cat lovers, Helmut Matt. As he wrote, "I have two favorite animals, my two cats, Talia and Romeo. I love them more than anything. They're part of our lives, they're our friends, our family members, and above all, our bosses." Yeah, cats are like that. Ripa Parvin Shanohas is with you, Helmut. She wrote, "My favorite animal is my pet cat, Pumi. She's very gentle and faithful. At night, she stands guard at my home. If she sees someone she does not know, she makes noise. During the day, she follows me around as I work in the house and garden. I love to feed her fish and meat, too. Then she is very pleased with me. My parents also like her." But for Salim Akhtar, Haj Salim Akhtar now, it's the horse because, as he wrote, "They are faithful and a sign of power. I often rode horses when I was a child. I used to ride a lot, Salim, and I loved it and got pretty good. My old body doesn't allow that anymore, but I put my daughter on a horse at 4 years old, and she has surpassed me in horsemanship, or horsewomanship, I guess." And for Radha Krishna Pillai, it's the elephant. This is what he wrote. "Its trunk works like a hand, which really fascinates me. Since my childhood, I've seen elephants in many festivals and have grown fond of them. During one of my recent trips through the Gavi forest, I got a chance to see a group of wild elephants very closely. That was an unforgettable experience." Ha ha, I will never forget the first time I saw elephants in the wild either, Radha Krishna. I cried. I was so moved. I'll never go to a zoo again, not after that. Dipita Chakrabarty likes a very colorful animal best, the peacock. As she wrote, "Peacocks are the national bird of India. When it spreads its wings, it looks so majestic with its patterns of blue, green, and spotted orange plumes. Its graceful nature wins our hearts. It's said that a peacock's dance indicates the arrival of monsoon." I love them too, Dipita. "When I was a student, I lived in an old house that had been divided into apartments, and we had really big grounds with peacocks. I was fascinated. But I must admit, I liked a little bit less how vocal they are. Wow, are they loud?" I love the simplicity of Debasis Gope's favorite, the cow. Why? Because, as he wrote, "Cows give us milk and meat, and their dung is useful for cultivation." We'll end with Dia Zanib Kokar, who wrote, "I'm very fond of the strong and agile snow leopards that live in the mountains of northern Pakistan. I admire their speed and endurance, and how they thrive in the cold and inhospitable high mountains. Even in captivity in zoos, snow leopards still make a powerful impression and exude a certain magic. I sincerely hope that the snow leopard doesn't one day disappear from our planet because of human persecution for its valuable fur. That's why I closely monitor initiatives to protect these animals. And there you have it. Remember, everyone, this week's bonus question suggested by Liton Hossein Kondekar from Naugaon, Bangladesh, is, what is your favorite festival, religious or otherwise? Thanks again, Liton, for the idea. Do you have a bonus question idea? If so, send it to us at the Sound Kitchen, all one word, no spaces, at rfi.fr. And your weekly reminder, do not use AI. The Listener's Corner is about you and what you think, and it's very easy to spot AI-generated answers. Those answers are disqualified. That's it for today's Listener's Corner. Thanks, everyone, for participating.
You're listening to The Sound Kitchen, and Susanna Wensby is cooking.
Okay, my friends, it's time to clear the table and wash the dishes. Thanks for joining me in the Sound Kitchen, and keep those cards, letters, and emails coming. Many thanks to David Brockway for mixing the show, and thanks to you for listening. Be sure and tune in next week, the 5th of July, for the answer to the question about the world's oceans. The Sound Kitchen podcast is ready for you every Saturday on the RFI English website, rfienglish.com, or wherever you get your podcasts. Erwan is off playing country gentleman, and Paul is playing city gentleman in London. So it's my choice today for the music to play you out with, and as I noted at the top of the show, it's Rossini. Rossini was an Italian opera composer who lived from 1792 to 1868. He did write serious operas too, but those are not what he's known for. You've undoubtedly heard of The Barber of Seville. If you ever watched Bugs Bunny, you have. Remember Figaro, Figaro, Figaro. That's The Barber of Seville. The Italian Girl in Algiers is also one of his best-known and most-loved operas. It's completely silly, and the plot is complicated. Basically, a pasha in Algeria tires of his submissive wife and decides he wants a fiery Italian girl as a wife. And what a surprise! At just that moment, there's a shipwreck with an Italian girl on board. She's come looking for her true love, also an Italian, who was captured and is now a slave to the pasha. They meet and decide to plan their escape, which involves the Italian girl, Isabella, pretending to love the pasha, Mustafa, and manipulating him like only an Italian can. There's a very funny aria sung by Isabella about how Italian women rule their men. Everything works out in the end. The young Italian lovers are reunited and leave for Italy, and Mustafa apologizes to his wife and declares, "No more Italians." I'm going to play for you the final scene of Act One, when the young lovers meet for the first time and everyone is highly confused. It's classic Rossini, and you'll probably walk around with the music and singing in your ears for days. I chose a recording made in 1986 by some singers I was lucky to hear in my life. Marilyn Horn as Isabella and Paolo Montarsolo as Mustafa, with James Levine conducting the Metropolitan Opera Orchestra. And be sure you go to the Sound Kitchen or the RFI English Listeners Forum Facebook pages. I put a link so you can see them on stage casting their magic spell. Enjoy. As if there's any way you could not. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, do good work, be kind, and stay in touch. And remember, do not confuse human beings, our brothers and sisters, with their governments. Stay safe, my friends, and be a blessing. Be a rainbow in someone's cloud. Talk to you all next week.
Yeah. cose scomodi in certi tempi non so contendere quale
rispondere. Oddio che fulmine, non so rispondere, amore all'uomo
che è Cristo.
Scopini in certi vengono, non so contendere
fallore. Oddio che fulmine, non so rispondere, amore aiuto mi per carità.
Se confusi e stupidi in certi vengono, non so contendere fallore.
Oddio che fulmine, non so rispondere, amore aiuto mi per carità.
In certi tempi non so comprendere.
Oddio che fulmine, non so rispondere, amore aiuto mi per carità.
Così confusi e stupidi in certi
tempi
non so comprendere. Non so comprendere, non so comprendere. Così confusi e stupidi in certi tempi.
Come on. Boom!